Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Secure ID News Podcast. I'm Gina Jordan. We're wrapping up our profiles of the 2020 Women in Biometrics Award winners. Like our other winners, Anne May is a trailblazer. Her career in the field began in 1998 when she took on a new position within the Immigration and Naturalization Service as a systems portfolio manager. By chance, she was assigned to the Immigration Biometric System.
I really had never heard of biometrics at the time, but it really gave me the opportunity to see firsthand the benefits of biometrics within the border management and immigration mission space and how biometrics allowed our agency to tackle some really tough identity management challenges. It's been really interesting to see how much the field has grown, the technology's grown, capabilities have grown. You know, it's just amazing to watch how everything's just transpired over the past 22 years.
Several years after May began working in biometrics, America was attacked on 9/11. That boosted May's interest in how biometric technology could further enable the mission of keeping the nation safe.
Since then, I've just really had the opportunity to lead various projects to further the implementation and use of biometrics in support of the Department of Homeland Security mission. And then that's really kind of how, you know, led me to my current primary role in managing the biometric examiner operations of the Biometric Support Center for the Office of Biometric Identity Management within DHS. I also provide expertise and oversight to OBIM's ongoing biometric accuracy and image quality analysis efforts. I think another thing I've tried to do is really mentor newcomers to the biometric field and educate them on various aspects you need to consider when implementing biometric capabilities. People, they may have a knowledge in a particular area of biometrics. Maybe they know the system side, or they're, you know, the end user in the field, or maybe they're a forensic examiner. But when you can understand the whole spectrum of the biometric environments, you know, both from the collection to the systems to the, you know, applying the results, it just really puts you in a better position to develop effective biometric solutions to help address, you know, challenging business problems. And that's kind of what we do, is like we try to figure out, you know, we've got a business need or a challenge, and, you know, how can biometrics solve those?
May says she's worked on a lot of great projects along the way, like the initial interoperability efforts between immigration and the FBI's biometric systems in the late 90s, and helping enable biometric screening at ports of entry after 9/11.
But I think what I'm most proud of is really transforming and growing OBIM's Biometric Support Center into an effective 24/7 service that's able to make a positive day-to-day impact on our mission and on people's lives. And whether it's identifying an unknown deceased person to help bring some closure to a family, or identifying a terrorist so they can't obtain a visa to enter the U.S., or even helping solve a 40-year-old cold case. It's just a great feeling when you can look back at the end of the day and know you've made a positive difference.
May is an innovator in the development of Homeland Advanced Recognition Technology, known as HART. It's a modernized biometric identity management system for DHS, which means May is leading the process of generating what's described as the most complex biometric system in the world.
I've been what we call a government product rep, so I've kind of been on the business side of like a business counterpart to our contractor development teams, mostly for like the examiner tools, also for our business rules capabilities. That's where we, in our current system and in HART, we use business rules to manage how we share data and how we maybe display or can filter out things for certain users. It makes it much more flexible and allows us to be a lot more privacy compliant. But, you know, right now I'm more in an advisory role, whether it's the biometric accuracy testing that we'll be doing with HART, or also with just some of the examiner capabilities. I feel like every day I learn something new. The technology's growing leaps and bounds still, you know, even after 22 years, maybe it's in different modalities. And so it's an exciting field. And I think it's a good field to get into because you will always be challenged. There's always something new. And you can't always say that about a lot of careers or positions.
Anne May is among five winners being honored by the 2020 Women in Biometrics Awards. They'll be recognized at the virtual CIA-Gov Summit on June 3rd. Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Secure ID News Podcast.